Okay, so let's go. It's a good find. Chaim is a Torah Tamima notices. You know the parish on the Torah Tamima. He noticed that this halacha seems to be these halachas, even though the limudim are all by Sharmuad, Kamisa Bailam Kachmisa Ashar, it seems to be that the halachas all apply by Tam and Muad alike. And he says, I don't know why. Why should it be? He says, because it's hard to say that you can be more lenient in a Tam than in a Muad. That's his answer. What you said is, it seems the kasha is his way, but though it's not intrinsically because of Muad, it's just an accidental thing because it's tied in with Mesa Bailam. So it would be so bad if it only applied by Muad, not by Tam. Yeah. Okay, so maybe just to try to, I guess, revive my story from yesterday. Okay. Maybe it'll change it a little bit, but... is that, I guess based on this, the Torah Tamima saying, kinda. But the thing is, as far as I was saying yesterday, is that you have... How does it work? So you have basically, you have killing a shor, like when a shor is just a wild shor, not unowned shor, so you just kill it. Okay, if it kills, you gotta get rid of it, you gotta get to kill it. But when it's a shor of a person, so then it's tied in with a person. Okay, it's owned by a person, it's not a wild shor, it's really, so to speak, the person's fault. And the punishment is really this punishment to the person. And the punishment to the person is basically is chayav misa, but kofar, he pays money. Okay, but the money, the payment of money to the person, is not really a din of restitution, it's really a din of kofar nafsha. Right, it's a din of kofar. Okay, and the, so to speak, the way halachically that's manifested is that there's a comparison between the misa of Hashor and the misa of the Adam. Okay? Between the misa of the Shor and the misa of the Adam. Which means that the person isn't being killed. The person should be killed just like the Shor. Okay, should be killed just like the Shor. And the money is only in lieu of the being killed. So the fact that the Torah is a parallelism between the Misa of the Shor and the, so to speak, potential Misa of the Adam, the supposed Misa of the Adam, which is replaced by Kofar, brings out that the Kofar is really in lieu of Misa. It's like a death of paying for Misa. It's not really money. And again, the way that's manifest halachically is through the parallelism between the Misa of Shor and the Misa of Adam. And this should be Mises Adam. So the Shor is only killed in an instance where the Adam would be killed. Okay, an instance where the Adam would be killed. Okay? And so therefore, he's saying if the person is a Trefa, so there should be no Chiv, there will be no Chiv Misa, because he's a Trefa. So similarly, there's no Chiv, there's no Din Mamon, there's no Chiv of the Shor. There's no killing of the Shor. Because the killing of the Shor functions in like combination with the killer, with the kofar, right? It can function in combination with the to reflect upon the killing of the money of the Adam. Okay, so the problem is, what about by Tam? What about by Tam? Because by Tam, there is no payment. There is no kofar. So if I'm saying, is it really the shore? Shor's killing should be on its own. The only thing is that when the Shor's killing is together with the kofar, so then you want to show that the kofar, the nature of what the kofar is, so therefore the Torah says that the killing of the Shor is wrapped up with the misa of the person. You know, and it only exists together with the killing of the person. But by Tam, where there is no killing of a person, and by Tam, there is no killing of a person, because there's no kofar, there's no anything. Pasuk says Baal HaShor Naki, he's free. So therefore, you should just resort to the basic halacha that the Shor should be killed. Alright? The Shor should be killed, why not? Who cares that the Baal wouldn't be killed? The Baal isn't being killed, the Baal is altogether is off the hook. Right? But it seems to be the halacha applies even by Tam. Okay? Matt's asking, I guess, a kind of more basic question. Is that you tell me, Kamis Vanakak, Kamis HaShor, which means that if it's an instance where the Baal isn't killed, or the Baal wouldn't be killed, so to the person, or the Shor isn't killed, so therefore if the person's a Trefa, he wouldn't be killed, so to the Shor isn't killed, So you say, well, let's say the animal's a tam. If the animal's a tam, then the person isn't killed either. So therefore, why should the shor be killed? Right? But I guess that's kind of on my spot, because you could have just said, it doesn't mean that the person is being killed because he let his shor kill. It means, like Rashi says, if a person were to kill, right, then he would be killed, so too the shor is killed. But if the person who's a trefer were to kill, then he wouldn't be killed, so too the animal isn't killed. Right? I mean, that's why it's not really based on tam or mod. The point is that if this person were to kill, would he be killed? So if he's a trefer, he wouldn't. If he's a regular person, he would. So then the shor follows that. Okay, so maybe a different idea. I don't know. I'm just kind of working this out right here. But yeah, you'll have to help me out, or bear with me a little bit. But I'm thinking maybe a little bit of a different idea. Maybe it's similar, but that what the Torah did. See, if you have a random shor, a wild shor, so then you're just killing the shor. So look, you got to get rid of these animals. But when you have a shor of a person, it's the person's fault. Okay, it's the person's fault. It's not the shor's fault, so to speak. It's the shor is property of the person, and it's the person's responsibility. Person's responsibility, you gotta watch your shor. Okay, you gotta watch your shor. And even by a tam, it's not like you're totally off. I mean, look, halachically, you don't have to pay anything and you're totally off the hook. But I mean, it's your fault. I mean, you shouldn't have done it. I mean, if the Torah doesn't probably have any onesh, but I mean, it is your responsibility. Okay? So the thing is like this. So maybe the halacha is that when you say the halacha that the shor is killed, like here's the problem. Here's what the way the Gemara is starting at. It says, that's what's good. Ashor yisakel v'gam ba'al avimos. You should stone the shor and also the gam, and together also the baal should be killed. Now on the surface, those are two totally different things, because the shor you're getting rid of because the shor is a damage to society, and the person is he's culpable because he let his shor get killed. He let his shor kill. So what do you mean v'gam? Like I think that's what the Gemara is based upon. That's this, like the hekesh is like those two things before this sugya are two totally different things. Shor, you kill every shor which kills. Who cares whether it's owned or it's not owned? You kill shvarim which kill. They're dangerous to society. You got to kill them. And then there's the idea of gam ba'al avimos that it's the baal's fault. So don't put those two things together. Two totally different parshios. One's an onesh to the person, and the other one's an idea that society can't have wild animals running around, right? So that's what the Gemara notices, that apparently it's not these two things are related. The Torah puts them together, they should be related. Namely, that when you kill the shor, when you kill the shor, the owned shor, it's not just the idea of ridding society. It's really like part of the onesh to the baal. Okay? It's part of the onesh to the baal. Okay, what does it mean? So it means is that if you kill, then you are killed. If you, so to speak, kill through your shor, okay, what do I mean by not watch your shor and let it kill? If your shor kills, or you kill your vehicle of killing through your shor, then there's also chiyuv misa on your shor. It's like you lose your shor. If you kill somebody with your hands, you lose your life. If you kill someone with your shor, you lose your shor. So it's like, it's a chiyuv on you. It's like a chiyuv of misa, which is on you, it's the shor part of you. It's like a shor is like a part of you, so to speak. It's like you're doing damage and you're killing through your shor. So it's like that part of you, the shor part of you, this part of your shus, is killed. But it's like an onesh to you. It's not an onesh to the shor. It's not just removing shor from society. It's an idea that insofar as you are killing through your shor, you lose your shor. So it's like in a certain sense, it's a chiyuv to you. It's an onesh to you, which is carried out on your shor. Okay. You're not actually punished. You pay gofer or whatever. Okay, but you are punished. You are the chiyuv misa is realized in you in a certain sense through your animal, through your behemoth. It's a chiyuv misa which is applied on your behemoth. Okay, and that I'd say is even by tam that applies. Okay, see by tam it's not just because now it's just a wild animal and we kill it. It's not a wild animal. It's an owned animal. And the halacha of the killing your animal, I'd say, is also an onesh to you. it's an onus too. You get you killed, you let your shar kill, so you are killing somebody through your shar, so you lose your shar. Okay, and that's an onus. That's an onus to you. But you didn't actually kill, so the halacha is your naki, and you know we don't actually do the damage to your goth, but we do the chiyuv misa to your shar. Okay, but it's a misa. It's a real din misa. It's not just like a din mama. It's not just that you're paying money. You're paying money, you only need 23. Like I'm saying, 23 is like it's a din misa. It's a chiyuv misa, which is carried out on your shar. Okay, it's not like you can't just pay the guy $50 instead. Or whatever, you have to, your shard dies, we stone the shard, it's skila, it's like a real din, it's a misa. Right, so it's like a chiyuv misa, which is carried out on the shard, on your shard. Because that's the part of you which killed. If your body kills, we kill your body. If your shard kills, we kill your shard. So it's like, it's a parallel, misa sabaylam, kach misa sashar. That's what Rashi says. Just like if you were to kill, you would be killed, so too if you kill through your shor gets killed. Okay, but it's like, it's a chiyu. The point is that it's an onesh to you. Okay, it's an onesh to you, which is parallel to the nature of your chayt. Again, if your chayt is you killing, then the onesh is you get killed. If the onesh is you killing through your shor, so the chiyu misa to you is chiyu misa to your shor. Okay, but it is, the point is that the parallelism is, it's an, and it, since it's an onesh to you, so therefore it makes sense to say, you being killed and paying kofar is parallel to the shor being killed, because the shor being killed is really an onesh to you. Okay, so the shor being killed is really an onesh to you. It's like a chiyuv misa, which is displaced onto the shor. Okay, and that exists even by a tam. By a tam, you don't have the halacha of a base, as a gambal of yumas, you don't have that halacha, halacha naki, but you still have the din. The din misa sabah hashor is really still a din of you. Okay, it's a halacha of punishing you. Okay, and like I said, like what you were saying, because look, you were let your shor kill somebody. Now it's true, it's a tam. Okay, fine, but still, you see from this tam pays chatzin ezek. It does damage, so you don't just say tams or just ignore them. I mean, it's not true. Okay. In fact, normally a chatzin ezek, you just. You have to pay the damages, but here you have to pay, you lose your shor, you just lose it. Not even the damages, even though you lose the shor is there. Okay? So therefore, so what I'm thinking is that, so since it's saying, setting that up, what the Torah did, in order to establish this halachically, that the killing of the shor is not a killing of the shor, really. It's not like just a din misa on the animal, like the same thing as a din misa on a wild animal. But the Misas HaShor is really like a din, it's really a din against the Baal. It's a din against the Baal of the Shor. So the way it did that is it set up a parallel, halachically, the system of Misas HaShor is a replica of the din of Misas HaShor, Misas HaBailam. Misas HaBailam Kach Misas HaShor. Is that the halachos of the Misas HaShor follow the halachos of the Misas HaBaal. Okay, and if it's an instance where there would be no Misas HaBaal, then there's no Misas HaShor. Okay, like for instance, one thing is open is that you see that has to be in front of. The Gemara Din has to be in front of the Baal. Why? If it's just a din on the animal, it doesn't have to be in front of the Baal. But since it's a din on the person, so it has to be in front of the Baal. Of course it has to be in front of the Baal. It's really a din on him. It's true you're killing the Shor, but it's a din against them. But it's set up halachically that it's like a chiyuv, so halachically it's like a chiyuv misa on him, which is carried out to his shor. It's his responsibility. He's culpable. But it's done to his shor because he didn't kill with his guf, he killed with his shor, so it's killed with his shor. So what it's saying is that if it's an instance where the Baal, if the Baal were to kill with his guf, he wouldn't be chayav misa, then if he kills with his shor, then he's not, then there is no chayav misa on the shor. That's the saying. If he's a trefa who kills is not chayav misa, right? So therefore he's not subject to chiyuv misa for killing. So similarly, he's not subject to the chiyuv misa habah of the shor if his shor kills. You know, it's like, it's a person that is subject to a chiyuv misa in two ways. If the chiyuv misa where he kills with his body, then his body is killed, and when he kills with the shor, then shor is killed. So the saying is that the Torah set that off as like a chelek of the chiyuv misa on a person. It's Kmisa Bani Kaf Misa Sashar. It's a hekesh between the Misa of a person which is done directly to his guf and the Misa which is done to his shar. And it's saying is, if he's a person who's not part of the system of Misa Sabailim, like Rashi says, if he were to kill, he would be off, he'd be Patar. So too, if his shar kills, then he's Patar. He's Patar, the shar, but it hits his chiyav, then his shar is not killed. So there's a parallelism. The systems are set up exactly the same. He's Mufka, he'd be Mufka if he killed, so to the shar would be Mufka if he killed. Okay? So that doesn't matter if it's a tam or if it's a mor. It doesn't matter. The point is, either way, the killing of the shar is a chi of miso to him through his shar, because that's the part of the thing which killed. And therefore, the way it's set to reflect that halachically, it comes under the parsha of miso sabal. So it's a miso to him. And if he's a trefa, then he doesn't have miso sabal. It doesn't matter whether that's kofar. That assumes it's different from yasa. It's nothing to do with the kofar. Kofar is an extraneous thing. It's not tied in with the kofar. The sugi is not talking about kofar. It's talking about the miso sabal. Miso shar is like Rashi says. The Mises Abaylam, the Mises Abaylam we're talking about is like Rashi says, if he were to kill, not because of Mises Abaylam, because of this. If he were to kill, he would be Chayav Misa, then if his Shar kills, he kills through a Shar, then his kill, he kill a Shar. If he were to kill, he'd be Pater from Misa, so then if his Shar kills, he'd be Pater from Misa.
So what's happening when he's a
Mu'ah? Okay, that's when he's a Mu'ah, then I guess, it's a good question. I'm not sure exactly why. But it's saying is by Mua, there's a double responsibility. Like it's not enough just for him to say, since he killed with his shar, then his shar is killed. But his response is culpability goes more than that. Okay, he also really should be killed. In Bidei Shemayim, he really does it. It's more. I mean, of course, his shar, he loses his shar, and he loses it anyways. But he even really should lose his life. I mean, he should lose both. But that the Torah is lenient to go for. It says you can redeem his life, but not his shar. I mean, but there's like a double thing. As one is that he let his shar, use the shar in that way, and the other thing is that he was flagrant with the human life. So you know, it's like a double honor. But the comparison, I mean, I think this is the way they're learning. The Rashi is the comparison between Misa Sabailim and Misa Sashar. This is different from what I was saying yesterday. The comparison, based on the facts, which seem to be true, is that the comparison of Misa Sabailim and Misa Sashar is not between the Misa Sabailim of the Pasha Pshad and the Pasuk of the Kofar of the Misa Sabailim. That Misa B'Dei Shemayim. But it's not comparing it to the Misa B'Dei Shemayim, of the person. Because B'Dei Shemayim is talking about where his shor kills. But like Rashi says, if he were to kill. So the Misa B'Dei means if the Baal were to kill. Not the Pshat and the Pasuk. I mean, the Joshua is going away from the Pshat and the Pasuk. Because you see, then it would only apply by Mu'ud if it's the Joshua is following the Pshat and the Pasuk. Just the Kofar. So the Misa, that's why I was learning yesterday. I said, the Misa B'Dei Misa Shor, you're comparing what Misa B'Dei. Misa B'Dei doesn't get killed. Oh, it means the Misa B'Dei Shemayim of the B'Dei, the Kofar. Right? And that's why it's only made by Mu'ad. But it seems like they're learning that it's even by Tom, so it's not really, so Rashi's not learning that. Misa B'Dei, it's different Misa B'Dei. And it's just a hekesh. It's like in a hekesh, which teaches you a totally separate thing. And the Misa Sashar here is modeled on, it comes under the ballpark of the onesh to the person. Like Misa B'Dei, if you were to kill with his guf. I guess the pshat in the pasuk is the shayz gilgam belavu mas means the shar is killed and the pagai is a thiyav misa b'dei shemayim and whatever, right? But the kasha is why v'gam? Don't compare the two things. One of them is an onesh to him, and one is an onesh to a shar. So the answer is no, because the onesh to a shar really partakes of the world of onesh to him. Not this onesh to him. It's, and then you have to touch it up in terms of, well, what's the sense of the thing? So it means, what's the sense? How's an onesh to him? It's saying just like if he kills with his guf, he's chayav misa. If he kills with his shar, he's chayav misa the shar. But it's not, the comparison is showing you could save a gam if they're in the same ballpark. If one's in the ballpark of killing wild animals and one's in the ballpark of ownership to people, then it doesn't make any sense to save a gam. But it's not really, the hekesh isn't tight. Which is fine, I mean, it wouldn't go like that. I wouldn't have said that, but apparently it seems like the sources are saying that, you know. Rashi definitely says that openly, and why force into the Rambam differently, given that it seems like he's holding it by Tom also, you know. And that's why also the halacha that the Baal has to be there is also by Tom. Right? I mean, there doesn't seem to be any discrepancy. I mean, it's like Torah to me was pointing out. It just doesn't seem like the facts which I would have wanted, though, just don't seem to be there. I don't know why. I would have learned the post differently, but I don't learn second. Right. You know.
To show.
I'm not exactly saying like to show svara, like to demonstrate. I am saying Like, I'm not saying it's to demonstrate. I'm saying it really is, the Misa of the Shaar is really an onus to the person. And therefore, it comes as a prize, a detail of the system of Misa to the person. And if the person is removed from the system of Misa, then you don't have this detail of the system applying to him. Even though the reason why he's removed is because he's a treifon, we can't kill him because he's a mace. And that doesn't apply here because he can still pay money. But still, it's a prat under that system, the system of Mises Bailam, and he's removed from that system. So therefore, then you don't have the detail of that system, namely the Mises of the Shor, applying to him either. I mean, we have to do this. Maybe we'll try this tomorrow, but I mean, we still have more to do today. But I mean, I just want to point out that according to the remember, there's a little bit of a tricky part here. It's because the Baal really is subject to Misa, right? If he kills in front of Bezdin. It's just that if he kills in front of Edim, he's not subject to Misa. You know what I mean? So the Ravid holds, it seems like this is the Ravid's point, is that the same thing with the Shor. If the Shor kills in front of the Bezdin, right? Kills in front of the Bezdin, so then, you know, in this case, if he kills in front of the Bezdin, then the guy's going to have to pay, and if he kills in front of Edim, then he's not going to have to pay. It's really like replicating it. That's kind of the Ravid's point, it seems. Is that the whole idea is you're saying it should replicate the Misa of the Baal. So if the Baal killed in front of Bezdin, he'd be killed. If he kills in front of Edom, he wouldn't be killed. So the same thing with the Shor. So it depends. If he kills in front of Bezdin, he should be killed, right? Then he should be killed. If he kills in front of Edom, he shouldn't be killed. You want to have a copy? But the Ram apparently doesn't do that. I mean, that's Machlokes Ram Ravid, which we have to explain. But let's leave that go for now. Turns out when a Shor kills, a wild Shor kills, then it's not this. Then it's a whole different thing. Then it's just an idea that I guess, and we didn't really do that sugya, but I'm assuming then it's halacha that it's just society can't have these things. I think the halacha, I looked quickly, and it's a little tricky, but it seems to be there's a machlokas whether if a wild animal kills, whether you need 23 or not. Like, is it just like low blood across the board, 23 is always by killing animals, or is it only when it's like an owned animal? It seemed to me from the Rambam, although it wasn't very clear, but the Rambam definitely says if a snake kills, you know, you just kill one guy, kill him. But I'm not sure if that's the line is, whether it's owned or not owned. It seemed to me that that's what it depends on. Which is good, that's the way it should be according to our side. Because 23 is because it's really a din of like, it's really a din misa, it's like an onish against the person through his shor. As opposed to just stomp an animal, you're just getting rid of animals from society, so who really needs 23 is going to do that. But I mean, it's a machlokas tanoim, I mean, it's a real question. I mean, this is an edge in the first paragraph about how many judges you need. That's a whole interesting, I mean, there's much more to the sugya, as you see. I mean, that's one thing in 23, which is Big Mother Machlokes all about it. So, you know, we're kind of scratching the surface here. Now we have a question, now our next problem, okay? We'll see if we can get make headway on this one. This is hard to talk about, but the next problem now is, so let's say the Shor is a treifa. This is all if the person is a treifa. So the person is a treifa, he's not subject to the whole framework of Chiyuv Misa. So therefore, his Shor isn't going to be killed, because that comes under his Chiyuv Misa. But let's say the Shor is a treifa. The Shor is a treifa. So on the surface, you say, Rabba holds, who cares? Who cares if the Shor is a treifa? Right? Who cares if the Shor is a treifa? But Rabba Ashi says, no. Because the whole idea of Kamisa Bailam Kachamisa is a Shor. And he says, since if the Bailam were a Trefa, then they're Pater. So too, if the Shor is a Trefa, it's Pater. Okay? Rashi. Kivan de Ilu have a Bailam Trefa, that's the first line, the Kavasei, Trefa like him, lo have a mikdali, Shor Trefa nami lo mikdal. So the Shor Trefa also is not killed, the Halam Misa Zavailam Lukash, because compared to the Misa Zavailam. Right? But apparently, Rava doesn't really care about that. Right, so the question is, what's the Machlokas? What's the Svar to say that would matter or wouldn't matter? Yes, I think some simple steps here, which is that, why is it that if a guy is Chayav, let's say the Rama, let's learn the Rama. Why is it that if a guy is a treifa, he's not chayav, you can't kill him, you don't kill him? Right? Because he's a mace. Because you can't, like we said, there's no idea of a chayav misa on a mace. He's already a mace. So it doesn't really make sense that we're married in a misa. Right? Fine. So wouldn't the same thing kind of make sense that if the shor is a mace, the shor is a treifa, the shor is also a mace? So it doesn't make sense that the gemara didn't have misa on the shor, right? Same way, can't create a chiyuv misa on the shor, just like you can't create a chiyuv misa on a person. The shor is a treifa, it's defined as a mace, so you can't have a chiyuv misa on the shor, right? So why don't you just say simple like that? Right, that's obviously not so simple because no one's saying that. They were going to a hekesh or whatever. Why don't you just say that? Shor is a treifa, so it's a mace, so you can't have a chiyuv misa on the mace. So definitely, as I'm saying, it's good, is that if a shor is mom, it's just a wild shor, so who cares if it's a mace? It's not a chiyuv misa on the shor. It's just getting rid of the thing, right? Like a biyatar mikvecha kind of thing, right? That's what it is, just getting rid of the thing, right? Fine, that's true. But what about when it's a shor of a person? Is it also, okay, when it's a shor of a person, do you say that also it's just like ridding the society of wild animals? You know? But now, halachically, it comes under the misa of the person in order to, whatever, because that's where it belongs. But still, it's not a chi of misa on the shor, it's just killing the thing. You know what I mean? It's just getting rid of it, so get rid of it. Who cares if it's a mace? If it's a treifa, it doesn't matter. Or do you say that it's halachically a chi of misa on the shor? Okay, it's a chi of misa on the shor. The Torah is setting up, it's a chi of misa on the shor. Kamisa v'angach misa z'shor is that just like if the baal kills a chi of misa, if the guy of baal's shor kills, then there's a chi of misa on his shor. In other words, is the idea of the, normally when you kill a wild shor, definitely it's not a chi of misa, it's just ridding it, you know, it's ending its life. But the question again is, when you have it by a, do you say the same thing is true when it's a shor of a person? Okay, do you say that when it's shor of a person, it's the same thing, you're just ridding it, getting rid of its life, but it's an onesh, getting rid of its life as an onesh to the person? Because since getting rid of its life harms the person, so it's an onesh to the person, so it comes under the din of chi of misa to the person, that you kill his shor. But it's not a chi of misa on the shor, it's just getting rid of his shor. It's not just getting rid of a random shor, it's getting rid of his shor. And that's an onesh to him, so therefore if he's a treifa, so then the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But if the shor is a treifa, who really cares? The point is he's just getting rid of the shor, it's the same thing as getting rid of a wild shor. Or do you say that what the Torah is doing is kamisa b'alakav misa z'shor, it's saying is when the shor is owned by a person, it's halachically, it's not just getting rid of the thing. But it's saying is that there's a chiyuv misa on the Adam. If a person kills, then he's chayuv misa. And if a shor kills, then there's a chiyuv misa on his shor. So it sets itself up halachically. There's just like you have, there's a parallel between misa Adam and misa Zashar. Just like misa Adam is a real, legitimate chiyuv misa, so misa Zashar of his shor is a legitimate chiyuv misa. If it's a real chiyuv misa, it doesn't make sense to apply when it's kameis. You know what I mean? So that's what he's saying, is that the Hekesh shouldn't just leave it. It's just not a real chiyuv misa. It's just ridding it of society. But it's just putting it under the framework of misas of Ilam. You know, and therefore, if the Baal doesn't chayev, then the Shor won't be chayev. But he's saying since really setting up a parallel, and it's trying to make them parallel, it would make sense that halachically they should be of the same halachic class, namely both the chiyuv misa. And once the chiyuv misa, then it's not going to apply. It's not going to apply when the thing is a mace. It's already kameis chashav and shuchah misa. You know what I mean? But Rava was holding that the whole thing is naturally killing a shor isn't a chiyuv misa. There's no real idea of a chiyuv misa on a shor. Shor is just ridding, is just getting rid of the thing, ending its life. Now, the ending its life, though, is placed, it's true, that's what it is, but it's placed under the framework of misa d'bailam. It's an onesh to the Baal, that you rid his shor's life. And therefore, if he's not subject to misa, then he's not subject to this secondary onesh of ridding his shor's life, but it's still killing a shor is the same thing as killing a shor. It's just ending the life. But again, Rava is like, in a certain sense, Rashi is more conceptual. Take it all the way. Once you're saying there's a hekesh between these two things and it's setting up a parallelism, so then you should really make the misa sashbah shor into a chiv misa. So it's making it a chiv misa, so then it's going to naturally not apply if it's a treifa. Okay, so I guess what we have to do for tomorrow, hopefully, probably finish this up, is we still do the Rambam Ravid. Okay? Whether or not this whole thing applies, if is it only when they're in front of the Eidim, or is it when there's not Eidim? You know, only the Eidim and the Bezdin are in front of the Bezdin, right? If you do it, if the Shor kills in front of the Bezdin, also do you say that the guy, that the Shor is off, you know, that shows off like if the person is a treifa. The Rambam doesn't seem to make a difference, but the Ravid seems to be saying is, hold on a second, when the person kills, it depends whether he's in front of the bezin or not in front of the bezin. So, should we say anything about the Shor? I mean, it is good with the fact that it's 23. I'm not saying the other Shita can't explain it, but it's a real Chiyuv Misa. You can see why it's 23. It's a real Chiyuv Misa. You know? So it's like just, it's a regular case of Misa. But I don't know, I'm not saying that's a proof, because obviously, you know, everyone holds 23.